At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
What's up? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
With that being said, I wanted to go over to another topic here because it is getting kind of messy. It's not looking good for the New Orleans Pelicans. If you want a flashback, you go back to the NBA draft. The New Orleans Pelicans traded away a first-round pick in next year's draft in order to get the draft rights of Derrick Queen. Derrick Queen hasn't made any noise in the NBA as it presently stands. Also, New Orleans Pelicans are winless on the season after getting smacked around by the Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday. What makes it even worse, Danny? Again, now, because of them being winless, the Atlanta Hawks are going to have their draft position next year. Now, why in the world would you do such a thing if you're Joe Dumars, who just got hired to be the front office executive for the New Orleans Pelicans? I don't know. But nonetheless, he made the trade, and this is the situation that the Pelicans are in. And I think that makes it even worse, Danny, because you spent the offseason trying to, I guess, revamp this team. You got a healthy Zion. You brought in Jordan Poole. And you made the draft day trade for Derrick Queen, and it doesn't seem like it's going to do anything but cause more fan base discouragement because it hasn't. It's not leading to any wins, and the future is still going to be bleak because you don't have the lottery pick. It's looking to look like one of the worst moves that we've seen. It's not the Luka Doncic trade, for sure. It's not, because Luka Doncic is a proven talent. But it is looking to be one of the worst trades we've seen in a long time, particularly when you talk about draft night trades. And I would say, Danny, it makes it even more difficult for a guy like Willie Green to survive. Mm-hmm. Because Joe Dumars is not firing himself, or he's not getting fired right away. Willie Green is put in an unfortunate circumstance now because maybe the team is just not good enough to have wins. Maybe the team shouldn't have been focusing on trying to get a play-in spot and should have just been focusing on what does this team just look like with a healthy Zion? Or maybe they should have moved on from Zion. All of these different questions you could ask, and when you have so many questions, it just means that the situation is a mess, and that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I second that. At this point, I know it's this early in the season. You're still waiting to see what the team looks like. DeJounte Murray comes back healthy. At this point, I'm grooming my young guys. Fears, Queen, I'm letting them go and do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the perfect time. Like, and obviously you want Zion
if you groom the young guys and basically say, we're okay with losing, you're basically saying, okay, Atlanta Hawks, have my first round draft pick. Have a number three pick in the draft.
So my question to you is, what looks worse? Trying and losing, or actually just letting your young guys play and losing? Because either way, to me, I think you're losing. And it looks worse if you got the group together with DeJounte healthy and Zion and all those other guys, Trey Murphy, and you paid all these guys, and Zion obviously trying to prove himself that he can stay healthy and, you know, get the guarantee on the back end of his contract. So, yes, make him prove that. But, again, you can still do both. I feel like you can still play those guys and try, but also groom your young guys. Because at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to happen for you either way. Like, you're going to lose regardless when you're trying or not trying. So just play your guys, play the young guys, groom the young guys, and see what they can become of, because it doesn't look good for you right now. Now, again, it could turn around when DeJounte comes back, but as of right now, it looks pretty bad.
Well, during the offseason, there was a lot of trade buzz surrounding Trey Murphy, a 3-and-D type of player. He gets a lot of three-pointers up. He's shown that he could be a good defender. I would almost say, Danny, he is the one person on that team that could maybe save them from themselves, in the sense that he's still a valued commodity in this NBA, and you could trade him and potentially get back in the lottery mix for next year, because it just, with the way that the West is set up, with the way that they've gotten off to this start, it just doesn't seem like they're going to be able to make any noise. And what's the sense of, you know, being a lottery team without having lottery assets in terms of draft capital? That's the thing that hurts. You can't be a lottery team that doesn't reap the rewards of being a lottery team. And that's how it's going to look right now for the New Orleans Pelicans. It's just abysmal front office management and, frankly, abysmal performance on the court. Both of those things don't correlate to any type of success, not in the short term and not in the long term.
You know, who they're going to look at and blame first is the coaching staff. So Willie Green is very much in a hot seat. Who they're going to look at last is the front office. Front office will come back after they fire two or three iterations of coaching staffs. But yes, can they trade Trey Murphy? Can they trade Herb Jones? Yeah, they can move some pieces to make it look better or be better. Ultimately, man, it comes down to this. I don't want to say one person put them in a bad position, but this is a bad situation on a couple fronts. And I think, you know, if Zion were to be Zion healthy for the last couple seasons, would it be different? Possibly. If DeJounte Murray didn't get hurt, would it be different? You know, CJ, they had too many injuries. Last year, it was just a bad year. And them being unhealthy was really bad. And then instead, not using your draft picks right now or not letting them kind of groom or emerge. Like Derrick Queen, to me, I think was a steal of the draft. I thought he was a very good pick. Right now, I don't hear anything about his name because I don't think they're using him at all. It's like Utah with Ace Bailey. He's not even getting playing time, really. But again, Utah is a better start than New Orleans, which is kind of crazy to say because I expected more from New Orleans. But yeah, it's a bad all around. And Willie Green is not the guy to blame.
Well, I would just look at the roster construction. I think that's part of the reason, too, because Zion is a guy who wants the ball in his hands. Jordan Poole is a guy who wants the ball in his hands. Trey Murphy wants to get set up for good jumps for jumpers. I think it's only going to get more messy, Danny, when DeJounte Murray comes back, because DeJounte Murray is going to want the ball in his hands. Like the roster construction might be the second worst roster construction we have right now in the NBA after the Sacramento Kings. And it's not
that those
guys aren't talented. The roster just doesn't make sense.
Agreed. I can see a world where John Morant might end up there playing with Zion. So
No. Well, yeah, I mean, No.
Don't see a world where that happens?
What assets do the Pelicans have?
You just said.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, they can get other pieces. DeJounte Murray, they have a lot of pieces.
But they got KCP already, and they got Cedric Howard, and they got...
You think that's... it's not a one-for-one. It's a package deal. It's always a package deal. It's never straight up.
Okay.
If John Morant calls enough riff, and no other contending teams really want him, because what contending teams are going to look at John Morant and say, you know what? We're going to... Somebody will. So we'll take a chance on it and be like, all right,
it's off the court.
Give me some names. Give me some school. Give me some organizations that's going to take a chance. Contending.
Danny, you don't think the Miami Heat would take a roll of the dice on Ja Morant?
They're not contending. Pat Riley maybe, but no, I don't think so.
I think Pat Riley would roll the dice.
Deal. You think he would deal? Okay.
I think Pat Riley would roll the dice. They're already dealing with an issue with Terry Rozier
right now.
The Cavs wouldn't do this, but I think training for John Morant would be a good move for them.
Who you give up? Darius? You're still in the same situation.
Give up Darius, and I would even entertain Jared Allen. Jared Allen, yeah. Uh-huh. 100%.
So you still got the two small guards with Don and Ja. Now whose team is it?
Yeah, but Ja's a little bit more. Ja's more dynamic than Darius. We know that. Well, look, I don't want to get into trade scenarios.
For sure. Defensively, it's the same thing. Okay.
For sure. I didn't prep for that, so I don't want to get...
Again, I'm looking at major cities. There's some major cities that are able to do so, but it's like, who's going to take the chance? Who's in contention that's going to do that? I don't see the contenders doing so, or some major cities. He's going to want to go to a major city, possibly. Chicago, but they already got Josh Giddey playing well. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a point guard. Yeah, I'm looking at major cities. Miami, maybe, but they got Tyler Hero. And why would you want that when you already had a Terry Rozier? You have a Terry Rozier on your hands right now. Issue. You're going to bring in Ja Morant and possibly have another. Like, I'm not going to go through that. No. If you're LA, there's nobody. What major cities, what contention teams give you some time? Boston? Like,
give me some time. I'll come back.
None of these teams. No, bro. I already thought about it. There's some teams. New Orleans is a team is going to be like, all right, yeah, we're... Sacramento, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, those teams. All right, we got a bunch of pieces we give up.
Sacramento would definitely do it.
We need to 100%. Sell tickets. Let's do it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We need to turn this around. But
teams that need to turn it around are the ones that I'm looking at. Not contenders and even major cities, because there are some major cities that need to turn around, but not a bunch of them.
Well, I'll have a better list, because I don't think this Ja Morant thing is going to stop anytime soon. But I want to go into some other news from games that we saw on Sunday night. Speaking of the Miami Heat, took on the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm watching the game, Danny, and I'm saying to myself, wow, the Heat are really moving fast. And anybody who has the ball in their hand is allowed to take it to the basket. It's not just Andrew Wiggins. It's not just Bam Adebayo off a pump fake. It's Nikola Jovic. It is Jaime Jaquez Jr. It is Davion Mitchell. It is Fontecchio. It's anybody who has the ball is able to just attack off rip. And while I appreciate how easy it can be for them at times because they're catching teams off guard, I applaud Eric Spoelstra for trying something different from what feels to me as year after year of stagnant Miami Heat offenses, I do think there needs to be some level of, okay, let's chill a little bit. Like, not everybody should have free reign. I understand it's probably fun for everybody to play in for the most part, but at a certain level, it's like, nah, chill. Like, imagine when Tyler Hero comes back and he's like, well, Nikola Jovic just got 10 drives to the rim, 10 drives to the rim while I stood on the perimeter, or he didn't even allow me the space because he was moving so fast. I do think there needs to be a little bit more constraint to this free-flowing offense. Your thoughts?
I agree, but right now, no. There is no Tyler Hero there, so what's the constraint? There is no Norman Powell in the lineup. We need this right now. What's your expectation for the Miami Heat right now? None. You don't expect them to do anything.
Yep.
None. They're playing above expectation right now. They beat your beloved Knicks. They're staying in games. They could have beat the Spurs. They are staying in games with this offense. Fontecchio is having a career year. Jaime Jaquez having a career year. These guys are playing good basketball. They're moving the ball. They're pushing the pace. They're driving, kicking, and swinging. I love this for this type of roster because they don't have the pieces to slow down and chill. Who is the ISO guy on that group?
Bam is the only guy I look at. I'm not saying they have to ISO and chill.
I get you. When Tyler Hero comes back, then we'll see if Spo changes it up. I'm sure he will because they will have some pick and roll. Tyler Hero is not a guy that's going to ISO. He's a pick and roll guy. So it's going to be Bam and Tyler on the pick and roll. When Norman Powell comes back, I'm sure they're going to, with both those guys together, there's going to be some chill. But when you have a second group or a group like that, and this is how they're playing, and you're getting the best out of them, Fontecchio and Jaime Jaquez, because Jaime Jaquez was not looking like Jaime Jaquez last year. Right now, he's looking like the guy that they were trying to groom to, or people did not want to trade, because there was guys like, oh, we're not going to put him in trades because, you know, he's too valuable. We can't trade him for Donovan Mitchell, you know, or for whoever else that was available. Kevin Durant. It's like, everybody else but him. And they look crazy last year because you barely played him and he didn't play well last year. Now he's hooping. 31 against the Lakers. Fontecchio shooting well. Jovic shooting it well. Like, they have guys that are hooping. Bam shooting a three confidently. So right now, with the expectation being so low, you're going to surprise them. You need this with your guys being out, especially your two main scorers. When they come back, okay, yes, we can chill and slow it down, which I fully expect because Tyler Hero is not a guy that's going to just drive, kick, swing. You know, he's going to come off his game is pick and roll. It's a little bit of ISO, but it's pick and roll, him and Ben. That's a two-man game. Then you have a mix of it. So I like it right now, and I think it only gets better when those guys come back because they'll have a better mix and they'll have more scoring guys that are more capable. I don't see Jovic taking those 10 to 15 drives to kick. He ain't going to 10 to 15 drives to score. He'll drive to find a Norman Powell, to find a Tyler Hero. You know, he's not going to just drive to shoot every time because guys just know their pecking order. They know what time it is when it comes back to star players being on the court. We got to find those guys. And if there's an issue, they'll be subbed out or be taken out, or the star player look at them like, what the hell are you doing? So right now, with the expectation being so low, I'm cool with what they got going on right now. I actually enjoy watching them play. They're playing pretty good basketball. Fun basketball to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I just imagine it would be frustrating if you were a star. But to your point, the stars like Tyler Hero and Norman Powell,
they're not there
last night. I'll be interested to see how much restraint or how much freedom everybody else still has when those guys come back.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.